Well, you may not be aware of it, but today is a major holiday. Here to tell us all about it, Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, it's National Ag Day. Tell us all about it and how we can celebrate it properly.
Well, you're right, it is, and it's appropriate that it's in the springtime as agriculture cranks up, if you will, and gets the tractors out and start planting. But it is the day that we hope people will recognize what the farmers who make up our industry of agriculture do for us with the food we eat, with the economy that it generates, with the benefits to the environment, so many things. And as leaders of the industry, it's just a time to stop and ask people to recognize that.
I think you're right, and I think it would surprise people to know just how important agriculture is to their lives every single day.
Well, it is, because they enjoy the benefits of it two, three, in my case, four or five times a day, whatever we're consuming. But nevertheless, the fact that it's either my age or the efficiency of agriculture, but now a farmer feeds 165 other people. Now, I can remember when that figure was about 80 or 100. Mm. So either I'm telling my age, or it just speaks to how efficient agriculture is, and the fact that we spend such a small percentage of our income on food essentials, that it really drives the economy because people have more money to spend on other things. So don't want to talk just about the economic impact, but I believe unless you remind people of this, they lose sight of just how affordable the food that the farmers put on the table actually is.
I believe you're absolutely right, and I think now as we begin to come out of this pandemic, it's really started to shift people's focus, and they all of a sudden, even more so, want to know where their food comes from, and so this is an attempt, National Ag Day, to help put a spotlight on that.
That's exactly right, and we are trying to get a handle on what will be that consumer approach to that going forward. How do we use that to create opportunities for farmers? Just yesterday, we had what we call a farmer buyer, I think they call it mashup. I just call it a matchup.
Right.
And we're just matching up farmers with potential new buyers in the produce and vegetable part of our business to see. You know, it should be some indication of what those changes might be. If we can get more shelf space for South Carolina products, then we'll know that the post-pandemic feeling, attitudes might be there and might be beneficial to us.
Commissioner, I understand that especially for this National Ag Day, you have some fun facts that people should keep in mind throughout the day.
Well, we talked about that one, just how many farmers are feeding their neighbors. But everyone likes to know a little bit about South Carolina agriculture. They always say, well, what's the number one industry? What's the number one part of it? And we do like chicken. So broilers or poultry values just under $1 billion, almost $980 million. A big part of that is export, but we do love our chicken nuggets or fried chicken or you name it. Mm-hmm. And I know I do my part. So that's our biggest. And your traditional crops like tobacco just have fallen by the wayside and replaced by others. You know, we think of our state, well, we know that it is still, we are agrarian. 25% of our state is in farmland. And forestry makes up another two-thirds of it. So when you combine forestry and farmland, you've got nearly 85% of the state. You drive around or fly over South Carolina, you can realize that. Another thing that people ask, well, who owns our farms? And do we have corporate farms coming in? Well, not very much, because 96% of farms in South Carolina are family-owned, and 93% of them are classified as small family farms. So we are a traditional agriculture state, proud of that. We'll see how the future unfolds, that we blend in some new age technology. We've talked about that before, but so the future is bright in those respects, and especially when we look around and see our 4-H and FFA programs and our Commissioner School for Agriculture, some of the bright new minds that we have coming along. So we should be in good shape to take advantage of some of these things that we talk about, especially on National Ag Day. It's just a day of commemoration. It's not a holiday. I don't want people thinking, hey, you can take today off because it's a holiday. But it's just a recognition. So how about that? But we do appreciate the hard work of all of our farmers, that today is a special day to say that a little louder.
Yeah. And holiday or not, farmers don't get a day off, do they?
That's a fact.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Today is National Ag Day, and celebrating it with you is Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and I'm Mike Davis. That is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.